I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Their policy is so bad. That's why they have to. They are opposed to the Save America Act because they don't want voter ID. They don't want proof of citizenship. You know why? Because they have to cheat. Their policy is so bad that if they don't cheat, they wouldn't win an election. They're phenomenal cheaters and they stick together. But you know, the people, the Democrat people, are 87% in favor of the Save America Act.
That is President Trump. I don't know what stat he pulled or where that source came from. I've seen different numbers, but certainly a high number of Democrats do believe you must be a legal citizen of our nation to vote in federal elections. By law it is anyway, and even in state and local elections. Do you want a train load of illegals to come into your community and decide how your school board is elected and how they process and teach your kids? And there was a ruling today out of the Supreme Court that gives the Trump administration a victory. In fact, he got two victories in the Supreme Court regarding illegals coming across our nation's border. Illegally, we have a proper asylum process. And we also legally allow 1+ million migrants to come to our country each year. By lottery, basically. And, of course, we have a lot of them flying into the country just to drop an anchor, baby. I know it's a slanderous, slurrous term. I would agree with it. But that's what they did. They came just to have the baby here because, born on our soil, they currently are prescribed to be a U.S. citizen. We're waiting for the Supreme Court ruling on that. But today's ruling today in two different cases. One, making it clear that migrants who are turned away at the border before they even enter the U.S. are not entitled to apply for asylum. Trump said stop them south of Mexico, south of the Mexico-Texas border. They can begin to adjudicate their cases from there. They don't come into our country, and then we give them a free passage, roam about America, and 2, 4, 5 years later, come back and go to a court and prove that you have a right to be here. And a lot of them, of course, under the Joe Biden, thank you, Joe Biden, open border policy. That's exactly what they did. And a lot of not just poor immigrants looking for a better life, but gangsters and cartel members and drug and child traffickers were using that open border policy. I ask again, how could any Democrat, I don't care how much you hate Trump, how can you sleep at night knowing that children were trafficked across the border, brought into our nation, possibly sold off to pedophile or prostitution dens? How do you sleep? I hear myself shouting. I do. I've had a couple of listeners say, but boy, you really get riled up. And I do. I damn well do, because I care about this and what we're doing here. That's why with every program, we're trying to not just give you news, analysis, and commentary, but education, that you will know more by the time you finish this hour than you do as we began. I promise you that. And let me break down again as a fact for the Supreme Court rulings today. One again said migrants who are turned away at the border before entering the U.S. are not entitled to apply for asylum. Another said the temporary status for Haitians and Syrians in our U.S. could not receive judicial relief to postpone revocation of their status while they're challenging it in court. No, they can be sent packing, deported. They came in illegally. They can be sent out. They can appeal to try to come back, but they don't stay here. Now, I know there are families that children are brought in, and they're just brought here because their family came here. And I don't want to divide families up, and I don't want to go after those who are hardworking and just trying to make a better life, but in many cases are taking jobs from Americans. And many of them are still creating chaos, if not crimes. Some of you might recall the wet foot, dry foot policy that we had at one time in the U.S. directly involving Cuban nationals. If they were intercepted at sea, trying to come by some kind of makeshift boat from Cuba, and we intercepted them, they were going back to Cuba. But if they got to our soil, if they got one foot on dry land, then they were allowed to stay. The Clinton administration formalized that in 1995. And then they had the 1966 Cuban Adjustment Act that was modified in the process, trying to stop dangerous mass migration using sea rafts. So if a Cuban migrant touched the U.S. land, they were generally paroled into our nation. They could apply for a green card after 1 year. The Obama administration did end that policy January 12, 2017. So since that date, Cuban migrants arriving at U.S. borders are intercepted at sea without a visa, are treated just like migrants from other countries. But of course, the attitude of the leftists has been, we don't need no stinking borders. In other words, you don't really have a country. If you don't have a border, you do not have a country. Again, thank you for joining us for our second hour here. If you missed the first hour, pull it up as a podcast. Believe me, there's stuff in there about protecting our children that is going unnoticed, but we're screaming from the rooftop about something that needs to be done. And later in this hour, in New York City, fifth grade students were participating in a dance pantomime, and they were all supposed to act like they were shot by police. They were shot by police, according to what the school instructor wanted them to do. What the hell does that teach children? You have some ideas. You don't need to be told by an expert, but I've got one coming up later to talk about the damage it creates, not just now, but for the future. And why in the hell would something like that be taking part? Because we've got leftist crazies running our schools, and especially in liberal blue cities and states. But these crazies are getting so out of hand that even CNN analyst Van Jones said, you look at what happened with New York the other day, and the Mondami socialist Marxist claiming that's what they are winning on his endorsement.
Well, first of all, New York City matters because the two most exciting left-wing candidates are here, AOC and Mamdani, but also this is the stronghold for the establishment, Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. This is a battle between the establishment and this insurgency, and the roof is collapsing on the Democratic Party establishment tonight.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about the other night when the polls were showing and the stats were coming in that all Mondami socialist Marxist candidates were ousting basic Democrats. He mentioned Hakeem Jeffries. Now, Hakeem Jeffries asked the other day, what do you think about Fetterman calling some of your Democrat Party members dirtbags, because that's what he did, and you're going to hear that in a moment. Jeffries just kind of laughed, said, well, we're a big tent party. You want dirtbags inside your tent? Really? Yesterday, the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, said, and I stand corrected, that was Cory Booker that was making that statement yesterday. My bad. But Hakeem Jeffries, since he was mentioned in that piece by Van Jones, he said, I'm proud of the fact that several of my colleagues decisively won re-election. And he's trying to find the golden silver streak inside this loss to these progressives. And he said, I do think at the end of the day, individual congressional districts or a diverse group of people, diverse set of perspectives, and a wide variety of issues. And I think for us as House Democrats, we need to recognize our enemy is Donald Trump and MAGA extremists. Not the extremists in our party. Look away. Look away. Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman calling them out.
The kind of people that are trying to run out of office, I mean, they're just good, traditional kinds of Democrats you would have expected in New York City now. And now this has just become, really, it's just been the dancing days of the dirtbag left, you know, with some of these candidates are outrageous. You know, you have candidates, they abolish ICE, abolish the police, abolish the border. And she even said F Kamala Harris and more of these outrageous kinds of things. And now, and then you have like Mamdani. He was grieving. A Hamas sniper was killed by Israel just the other day, and he was grieving that. I mean, these are an emerging, the full pro-Hamas wing.
The pro-Hamas wing. Hakeem Jeffries, they are now part of your makeup, of your party, and you want to say our enemy is Donald Trump. You better look inside your party, and for Cory Booker to look inside that tent who you've let in. Once again, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman.
You have such contempt for Israel. I mean, of course, you're also anti-American and you're anti-Western civilization and you're, you know, seeming anti-capitalism and the American way of life. I mean, now, they're all socialists, of course. And now there's communists and now Marxists. And now they're proud of this. The Democratic Party is going to continue to be anti-Israel, and I'll be the one that's going to continue to lean in and proud to stand with Israel through this, the midterms, and definitely lean into 28 for sure, proudly.
There is sanity inside the Democrat Party, but they're afraid to speak out, and they're being hijacked by the pro-Hamas wing and the other crazies that are inside the party right now. And even at the leadership level, a guy that should be able to make his own mind up apparently is caught up in the wind of this, all because fight against Trump, against anything else. We need to defeat Trump. We're talking about Senate leader Chuck Schumer, and Donald Trump says, look at what this man has become.
Well, Schumer's lost his way. He's become essentially a Palestinian. I think it's the greatest transformation of a political position I've ever seen. Chuck Schumer, who was a strong supporter of Israel, and he's become 100% Palestinian. In fact, I've asked for a beautiful, beautiful silk outfit to be sent in the Palestinian tradition. I'm going to send it to him as a birthday present. Now, it's the greatest transformation of a political ideology I've ever seen. Chuck Schumer is Jewish, and he was a strong supporter of Israel. Not that strong, because he let the Obama, even though he was opposed to it, he let the JCPOA get through. He could have fought that harder with Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? But Chuck Schumer's a Palestinian now.
And if you missed our first hour, shame on you. But I know you can't listen all the time. That's why we make podcasts available at LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or News Talk STL podcast, or any podcast outlet. Search LarryConnorsUSA, you'll find it. And in the previous hour, Nigel Farage, the UK reform leader, talking about things are so bad in Europe right now. And now the England in UK, he says, I see the UK going the way of the rest of England. I should say of Europe. We've got Jews that say they're going to leave the country. They fear for their lives, even inside the UK, because we continue to bow down to Islamists and just accept it as a way of life when it's not. I dare you to start listening to one of Larry Connors USA programs and find a spot where you can bail out and feel fully satisfied. Because there's still more you want to hear before we wrap up this hour. Yeah, we build it that way. We want to keep you. We want to keep you listening. And I want you to multiply for us. Send podcasts to your family and friends, even your enemies. Make sure they get involved. And Donald Trump talking about Schumer, he's right on point. Schumer has lost his way. More so than Biden standing on a stage. Trump got GOP senators to reject the Dem efforts to handcuff his efforts in dealing with Iran just before they went on a two-week break. Now, here's a question for a former Trump spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, and her answer clearly defines what was going on.
Do you think that the president's going to continue to do this? He'll just say, you know what, I'm not going to sign any more bills until you get rid of the filibuster so we can pass the SAVE Act?
Yes, and I think it's really at what cost, right? Because the Senate's not doing anything anyway. I mean, they haven't advanced the agenda. You know, I see people online like blaming, oh, how could he do this? He's sabotaging the midterms. It's the complete opposite. The Republican Senate has been sabotaging President Trump, sabotaging the agenda. They've done next to nothing to move it forward. And the time for games is over. We're already in summer. We only have a few more months left. This needs to get done. And President Trump knows as well as anybody, they're setting him up to let Democrats cheat in November. And then the rest of his term will be over.
Which, by the way, there will be more to come. You do know that. And Trump is doing what he can right now with Iran. He finally got these Republican senators who were against him, one including Cassidy, who's not going to be coming back to Congress. Carolyn Leavitt talks about Iran is an issue that Trump knows how to handle, and these guys don't.
It is ludicrous to assume that President Trump would ever sign on to a deal that compares in any way, shape, or form to the disastrous JCPOA that Barack Hussein Obama signed on to. They gave the Iranian regime pallets of cash. This deal is going to ensure that it benefits not just America's national security interests, but the American people as well. President Trump will make sure of it. And so now we're in this 60-day negotiating period at the direction of the president, headed up by the vice president, Special Envoy Witkoff, Jared Kushner. Trust in them. This is a team who made the impossible possible with respect to bringing the hostages home from Gaza. Nobody thought that could happen. It happened under the president, the vice president, and the national security team's leadership. So they'll continue to negotiate, ensure that we have a final deal that meets the needs of the American people in our country. President Trump, I know, will never sign on to a deal that does not serve this country and our national security interests. He is always looking out for America first.
So he got these senators to back off and quit trying to interfere with what I'm trying to accomplish to bring peace to the Middle East. Oh, but Senator Cassidy says, I'm not going to be bullied into silence. You can yap all you want. But Trump is moving forward. Coming up, New York City fifth graders in their class are told to act like you've been shot by police. What the hell? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I've done 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plane. I take the seat from Colombia, Mexico. A hotter down Copperhead Road. I'm out of D-Days, got a chopper in the air. We got screaming like I'm back over there. I learned a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? You better stay away from Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, I'm going to gather these fifth graders in a New York City school and say, look, we're going to do a pantomime. You're going to do a dance, and you're going to dance around the room, and you're dancing, and you're full of life and everything, and then you're going to act like you've been shot. Give me your best impression of being shot. One other thing. You're shot by a cop. This was part of a classroom exercise in New York City. I don't need to tell this audience how appalling that is and how it sets in motion future issues with these children and their lives. But I do have an expert on board to give us her view, Dr. Carol Lieberman. I'm glad to have you with us, Doctor.
My pleasure. So, yes, you know, it used to be in elementary school, you would have the good cop of the neighborhood come in and talk to you about, about what it's like to be a cop, or what, you know, things that you should be doing that are good and that are bad, and, you know, how to be good little boys and girls, or how to even have a career as a policeman, things like that. Now things have changed. They've become woke, and they are teaching you to dance in a way that you then fall down and pretend that cops killed you. In other words, they're teaching you cops are bad. Be afraid of cops.
Exactly. And any parent would recognize where that could eventually lead, and lead to anger, fear, everything that's bad you just laid out. And I take it your dog is also barking about the anger over this.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yes, and this school, you know, it's a very woke school. You would think that the parents, I mean, some parents were appalled because they didn't get notice. And there are lots of other things going on in that school that the parents haven't been getting notice about, like having a trans author come in and read a book about becoming trans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all around woke. And you would think that the parents would get together and express their discontent about this, but obviously they at least haven't done it by now.
And you know what? Even if they're just supposedly dancing around and act like you got shot, why would you encourage children, fifth graders, even if it's not being shot by a cop, why would you encourage them to show me how you would act if you were shot? There's no connection to reality, and except that when it does happen, then they can say, well, here's how I would have fallen. Come on. Where would this thought process even begin? Where's the seed that began this cult?
The seed in a way is society, that part of society that is going woke. But the seed more directly is coming from the teacher who is in charge of this multicultural day. Every year they have a multicultural day, and this is the kinds of things that they encourage. I mean, they also have some of the grades did nice things, like reciting American Indian poetry, for example, but most of it was just very, very woke.
You're listening to Dr. Carol Lieberman, board-certified psychiatrist, and an author of a book titled Lions and Tigers and Terrorists. Oh my, how to protect your child in a time of terror. And in this case, I'd say the teacher is the terrorist.
That's right. And then the principal apparently also is all on board with this. And you know, this is a school in New York City's Upper West Side, and I'm from New York originally, and that is a rather woke area. But, you know, it's not just New York. It's happening all around the country, some places obviously more than others. But this is a big problem that we have, because then you wonder why kids grow up to be in violent protests and things like that. It starts in grade school.
You know, Dr. Lieberman, by the way, has her own program, and your most recent show is Killing Ourselves by Suicidal Empathy. I think this fits the narrative exactly.
Yes, yes. That's my terrorist therapist podcast, and I talk about how, you know, suicidal empathy, in other words, having empathy for people who want to kill us.
And I, you know, I'm watching Senator Fetterman the other day talking about all the crazies the Hamas wing is taking over the Democrat Party, and you got Senator Cory Booker saying, "Well, we will accept everyone. We're a big tent." And I've got Hakeem Jeffries today saying, "Well, you know, we all have our differences, but our main enemy is Trump. Your main enemy is yourself, right, and what you're doing to our nation and our kids."
Absolutely. And, you know, this has really evolved. I mean, 9/11, of course, was by radical Islamist terrorists. And then there is this alliance called the Red-Green Alliance, where the green is terrorists and the red is the socio-communist Marxist people, progressives. But now we have accelerationism, where you can hate a lot of different kinds of people. You don't have to be, you know, just against one kind of person. So, like, so there are the accelerationists who were the ones who made the plot to attack the White House on June 14th when the UFC event was going on.
Yeah.
They hated a lot of different kinds of people. They hated Trump.
Right.
They hated his cabinet, people close to him. They hated rich people. They knew a lot of rich people would be there. They hated Jews, and they knew that some congressmen who had been taking money from AIPAC, an Israeli lobbying group. So they were like all there, all the different kinds of people that they could hate.
And they basically
were sitting there.
And they basically hate America, although they think they're doing this on behalf of America.
Absolutely. That's the key. That is why they are together. That's why they are forming these pacts, because they all hate America, want to destroy America, although they don't agree with each other, you know, in lots of different ways, but they agree with one thing. They want the destruction of America.
Yeah, now, you know, I mentioned earlier about how Hakeem Jeffries and Cory Booker are acting like, okay, well, you got all these progressives elected on Mondami's endorsement the other day, and we'll accept them. We'll work around. Our enemy is Donald Trump. The New York Attorney General Letitia James is absolutely infuriated over Mondami for endorsing these Democrat socialists. I want to read her statement. Some of these candidates he supported do not understand the politics of New York City. Well, that's one issue. The cultural differences from district to district, that's another. Who have not been part of the history and the struggle of some of these districts. In other words, she said they don't understand the issues of race and case and class. I mean, as Van Jones of CNN political analyst said, the ceiling is falling in on the Democrats, but they're causing a hell of a lot of damage on the way out the door.
Yes, yes. You know, I read the New York Post every morning because my heart is still in New York, and it's just heartbreaking to see what Mondani is doing, and not just Mondani, but now, you know, also roping in, endorsing all these other people to have positions.
But I am concerned about adults, if they truly are, and an adult in mind as well as age at this point. But I'm so frightened of what they're doing to our younger generations. I keep seeing some things that saying more young people are turning to religion, to church. More young people are loving America. And I watch these World Cup nations come together, and every time their national anthem is played, their hand is over their heart, and they're bellowing their national anthem. And the dog barks.
He agrees with you.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Lieberman, what can we do? What can we do to silence the critics? Not your dog, but what can we do?
What can we do? We have to pay a lot of attention when we vote. Everybody has to vote, and they have to pay attention to what the candidates are endorsing. And we have to also pay attention to the schools, what kids are being taught in school.
Yes. And that's the other thing about them flooding our districts with illegals. Your dog agrees with everything I'm saying.
Yes.
What's your dog's name, by the way?
Lulu.
Well,
Lulu.
Give her a bone. She's earned it. Dr. Lieberman, okay. Thank you again for your time and your dog participating.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dr. Carol Lieberman, worldwide American psychiatrist, maybe not so worldwide as a dog trainer, but I'm going to let that slide. But this issue, the very fact that it would be decided, it's a good exercise for kids to dance around and then act like they are shot and fall to the ground dead. Oh, not just being shot and falling to the ground dead, but you were shot by a cop. That extra little impetus there, that is simply to enrage kids against police and make them fear. And as she pointed out, what happened to days of inviting police officers to the school to talk about their job in protecting you? They still exist in some areas, but you get into these liberal bastions, this is the crap they're feeding your kids. Be aware of it. Pay attention to those school board meetings and who is elected to serve on the school board. I don't have kids in school anymore. But you do, or you have grandkids? Get involved. Coming up, Secretary Rubio exposing another fraud.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This goes right to the criticisms that I keep hearing from that side over there about us not spending the money because we got rid of a USAID program. USAID basically was a program that was a system that was completely devoid of our public policy. It operated almost as an independent State Department, and oftentimes USAID was operating in contravention and contradiction of what the embassy was trying to accomplish in the host country. And one of the complaints you would get from many developing countries is that they would get flooded with NGOs that were picked for them. These NGOs would then operate in the country without even coordinating with the government, doing whatever they wanted and pursuing what they wanted. And in some cases, it extended well beyond food and medicine. It extended to political interference and all sorts of other activities in these countries that were undermining the national interest and the credibility of the United States. Now, these compacts in particular are promising and exciting because they are government-to-government arrangements. No longer do we put money into a bucket and says, this is for vaccines, or this is for medical care, or this is for standing up clinics globally. We are doing it individually, country by country. And the reason why that makes sense is because every country has unique needs.
That is Secretary of State Rubio talking about these NGOs that we were just dumping money into, especially during the Biden administration. No accountability to begin with. We don't know where it went. We know we were supposedly supporting something that would help those in need, like Catholic Charities. I'm not calling them out by name in particular, but that was one of the NGOs. But I don't know if there's been a full accounting of what Catholic Charities did with the money that was given them, how it was hijacked by the left, supposedly to help provide for kids coming across the border illegally. And we know we continue to have to deal with this constant push and shove against not just adults, but especially our children. We were just discussing that with Dr. Carol Lieberman. If you miss that, again, I remind you of the podcast, please. And I ask it, when you pull up a podcast, share it with others. I want you to make sure that your family and friends know about what happened in this New York City school with fifth graders told to do a dance pantomime as part of a class curriculum and act like you're shot and fall down dead. Oh, I'm leaving out an important part. Act like you're shot by a cop and fall down dead. If you missed that interview, pull out this up, and again, share it with others. And I want to take a moment to also tell you, please make sure you let the sponsors on this program and News Talk STL know how much you appreciate Larry Connors USA and News Talk STL and all of our other hosts. These sponsors are standing for patriotism, and they're standing for our country. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. They want to make sure that the word gets out. They keep us on the air. even if you don't need their particular product. I mean, you don't need their product at all. Just call them and thank them. Or you can do like the left and just continue to hide behind whatever you can get and fake it. Fake it until you make it, their attitude is. Which, by the way, a new study finds out that the University of Washington Medical Center, Medicine Center, this is not University of Washington in St. Louis, this is one Seattle, Washington. They deal with their Office of Healthcare Equity. They have 38 DEI officials. Yep, they still have it. Asserting that institutional racism has created inequities in society, even within our healthcare, and that results in healthcare disparities. We're committed to transforming the way healthcare is to provide these inequities. So they assembled the team. The team is 38 DEI officers, 5 workers at assistant level with the Assistant Dean for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion in Research. Another 13 have the title of Director. Now, what do they do? Oh, they make sure that DEI policies are followed. That's not healthcare. That's DEI. That office is supposedly since 2021 has spent more than $18 million on this office. And the 38 employees list 77 different pronouns. What the hell would they know about medicine for men, women, boy, girl? I told you earlier that even New York Attorney General Letitia James is calling out and frustrated with Mondami's endorsement of these Marxist communist socialists that swept across New York City the other day, going into Congress. And by the way, one of them, former Democrat strategist James Carville, says one of them should not be even seated in her caucus. Her views are against anything any Democrat has. We believe in pluralism. She doesn't even believe in interracial dating. They elected someone like that? And Letitia James says, yeah, these people that got elected the other day with Mondami, they don't understand the issues of race and class. That's according to Letitia James, New York Attorney General. And she says other political colleagues in our party are disappointed in what Mondami is doing. And she's saying, but don't blow it up. Who do they blame? They blame Trump and MAGA for this happening. You are an idiot. You're an idiot. You're going to put all the blame on Trump and MAGA for what your own party is doing, dissolving, tearing itself apart, putting in all these leftist, Marxist, communist. Well, we're not going to finish this hour on that note. I will finish this hour on an uplifting point for you. But before that, it is very clear that in this nation, we have those who simply hate America. Whether Trump is there or not, they still hate America. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt.
It is completely ridiculous. It's unbelievable to see these people, these deranged leftists in algae costumes with Team Algae on their backs. What does that even mean? Only the Democrats could hate beautifying our nation's capital and making it a symbol of pride again. But this is what the American people elected President Trump to do. He made this promise to them on the campaign trail that he was going to make our nation's capital both safe and beautiful again. And it is a promise that he has kept. With respect to safety, violent crime has plummeted. The city is the safest it's been in generations. Murders are down 40%. And with respect to the beautification of the city, I live here working, of course, at the White House, and you can see it with your own eyes as you travel throughout the city. The homeless encampments are gone. You see the parks are cleaned up. The president has restored more than 120 monuments across the city. The National Park Service has used more than 150 tons of material to clean up the potholes that everybody hates. And I don't know about you and your audience, but this is the type of work that I want to see our tax dollars going towards.
Yes, absolutely. You take care of the potholes. You take care of the people. You made great strides. But if you're going to constantly mock them and denounce them and try to indoctrinate their children, you'll get away with it for a while, maybe longer than you should. But there will be a day of reckoning. And regarding this Team Algae that, you know, supposedly has been putting stuff into the reflecting pool, Trump had recognized when he came in office, we need to do something. It's too shallow to begin with. The sunlight, that in itself creates algae. And it's been repaired and then drained and repaired again. And now apparently people have been cutting at some of the, the liner that's been placed in the pool. They're just trying to cause damage. And they're not going to get away with it. Carolyn Leavitt.
The vandalism is very real, despite what Tim Walz wants to say. It's an imaginary problem. No, it is not. It's a very real problem. In fact, I spoke with the National Park Service just before joining the show. They now have 17 police reports that have been filed in just the matter of a few days. There's actually been 6 arrests at the reflecting pool where, again, these deranged individuals, many of them longtime donors to the Democrat Party, to Barack Obama, to Act Blue, that have been vandalizing and desecrating our federal monument, one of the most beautiful monuments in the world, the reflecting pool. And that's why President Trump is not going to stop with this effort. We're going to not only hold those people accountable, but we're going to fix the pool, make it, continue to make it beautiful from this despicable vandalism just in time to celebrate our nation's 250th birthday next week.
But they hate America, Carolyn. They don't care about the 250th anniversary. And if they can damage that pool and make it look bad, they're trying. They're trying. But I've got a report in front of me from TMZ publication stating the water, the reflecting pool, is looking blue and cleaner because Trump said go in there and make sure it's cleaned up again. But now they're having to deal with patches of grass around. Apparently acid or things like that were thrown on the grass around the pool. They want D.C. to look bad when people go there for the 250th anniversary, if you choose to do so. And isn't it great that our nation is helping host the World Cup while we celebrate our 250th anniversary? Tonight, USA-Turkey. It's a meaningless game for the USA. They're already in. But foreigners who have been coming here are seeing the truth about the USA, as one Indiana woman emphasized on her YouTube report.
So many of you reached out after my last video that I had to say this one more time. The media has been lying to you about America, and the World Cup just proved it. For years, European and Canadians have been fed the same narrative. America is dangerous. Americans are ignorant. The culture is shallow. The food will kill you. And people believed it. Why? Because they saw it on the news. They read it online. They never actually went. Then the World Cup came and millions of people who had never set foot in the U.S. suddenly showed up. And you know what they found? Friendly people, incredible energy, stadiums that blew their minds, hospitality they didn't even expect. Video after video of Europeans and Canadians saying, I had no idea, I was completely wrong, this is nothing like what I was told. And that's exactly the problem. The media doesn't profit from you having a good experience. It profits from fear, division, outrage. A Canadian family having the time of their life in Texas doesn't get clicks, you know? A crime story does, so that's all you ever see. That's all you ever hear. And slowly, without even realizing it, your entire worldwide view gets shaped by people who want you to be afraid. And look, in my opinion, the World Cup didn't just bring football to America. It accidentally broke the most powerful propaganda machine in the world because people finally went and saw it for themselves. So stop letting a screen decide what you think about a place. Go experience it, because I promise you the truth is always different from what they're selling you. Always.
Well stated. That's a woman from Indiana talking about how many who are coming here for the World Cup are seeing America in a way that was not presented to them. It's racist. You won't be appreciated or liked. They're being welcomed, not just for the dollars they bring, but their friendship and just coming to know America. But again, in the midst of our own nation, those who live here and who might actually be legal citizens, so many of them. Well, Texas Congressman Gill.
Republicans, first of all, they love this country. They love its people. They love its culture and its heritage and want to see that preserved. I mean, we're conservatives. We want to conserve the America that we grew up in. And liberals, I think, fundamentally disagree with the founding principles. They fundamentally, I think, on a core level, don't like the American people. They want to replace the American people oftentimes with foreigners. And that carries through. You know, if you don't love this country, how can you possibly be entrusted to govern this country for its own good?
Yeah, a perfect point. And again, with the Bondami-endorsed congressional candidates winning their primary, they'll end up being in Congress. James Carville, political analyst, says that's wrong. They shouldn't be there. Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, she's upset with it. Governor Hochul's upset with it. But Bondami's happy. I got more socialist, communist, Marxists all lined up. And their plan is to turn this nation into exactly what I just said. Communist, Marxist nations. We're going to fight every step of the way. And again, Carville, when you got Letitia James, New York Attorney General, saying a lot of the people that got elected, these Bondami-backed candidates, they don't understand the issues of race and class. Well, Carville points out one of them they're going to seat said basically she doesn't even believe in interracial dating, and you put her in the Congress? Oh, but that would be something MAGA people would do, not the left. Well, the left has done it. Venezuela suffered around Caracas two devastating 7-plus quakes. Death toll going up, last reported nearing 50 and going up. But socialist Venezuela is thanking President Trump as he's sending in aid from the U.S. and private sector businesses are helping out. That's America. Larry Connors, USA, on the air at noon tomorrow. At noon, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors, USA, Facebook. Larry Connors, USA, Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.